you know, they've asked if I would stay through the month of May. So that's where we stand at this time.
Superintendent Crawford has spent more than 16 years in the West Seneca School District, the last 6.5 as superintendent. He announced his plans for retirement in November. He was expected to leave the district by March 3rd, but the school board has asked Crawford to wait until May as they work to find his replacement.
Not leaving because I'm unhappy. I've loved it. And in fact, I have some mixed emotions, which is why when they asked me if I consider staying a few more months, that was pretty easy for me to answer in the affirmative.
The 65-year-old Crawford has been in education for 43 years. He tells us that after having heart surgery last May, he gave much thought to retiring.
And I take a different look at life now because of what I went through in May last year. And, you know, I think I've been a fairly reflective person over the years, but that kind of event and the subsequent things that happened that I've dealt with make you a little more reflective, and you appreciate your time more than you ever did.
What would your advice be to the next superintendent?
One thing is we're not interested in functioning as a bureaucracy. You know, we're a large organization, but the cornerstone of any school district is the relationships among all of the people, the children, the parents, and staff members and community members. And so that's number one. And I think the other for a leader is to consult broadly and try to get use the collective brain as much as you can.
Crawford oversees 9 schools with 6,600 students. Now, the district has placed advertising for the search consultants, and proposals are expected to be reviewed by this week. The school board will meet tonight and is expected to outline their search efforts. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.